Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.
That's all I want to do right there. Wasn't that Big Les in the video with them?
Yeah.
Big Les don't get the prop she needs, because Big Les would dance and choreograph stuff. She would dance her behind off.
Was she a host? And it was big. Video soul host? Or
she was a host of something on BET. I just can't remember. And you know, that's her dancing.
Maybe it was a rap show. No.
It was something on BET.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was something.
But you know, she's the one dancing in Living Single.
She choreographed it.
Yeah.
Her and what's my little Puerto Rican lady name that did In Living Color?
Oh, Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez. Big Les and Rosie Perez were the it girls of choreography before there was an even. Yes, and Fatima. Before there was ever a Lorianne Gibson.
Oh, Lorianne was bad too, though.
She was.
I mean, she still is.
But those were the pioneers of choreography.
And look, you know you got to give her some credit now. Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Yeah, her, because she helped Jan Jan.
Yeah, she did.
Her and Jan Jan. She did.
Paula was bad.
Do you know who Jan Jan is?
Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
You
was about to confuse him. I said,
because I call her Jan Jan because I heard Michael Jackson call her that. And so ever since then, that's what I call her.
Isn't Drea a choreographer as well?
Yes. She is.
And Drea bad.
She's just bad, period. You know, I went down a rabbit hole after Tia Kemp did her thing with Big Sexy.
Oh, my God.
Tia Kemp, you bad. I just got
pop
to give
out.
Her.
Yeah, pop just, out.
I didn't know she was that bad.
If pop out. I'm
going to tell you another thing.
I've only seen her sit down and talk.
Tia Kemp is an October Scorpio.
If pop out was a person and they had a picture in the dictionary, it needs to be her.
Tia Kemp being bad.
So I love the Big Sexy. I just love the way he boosts people's self-esteem because it's about a self-esteem booster.
That slow-mo.
It is. And he just hypes you up. And so I love watching them. I love who he gets to do them. Mm-hmm. He's done Tisha Campbell. Have y'all seen Tisha Campbell?
Yeah, I have seen Tisha.
I have.
He's done Tisha Campbell. Now she need to do another one because you know she got a mommy makeover.
He did Monique.
But I'm going to tell you, Tia Kemp has to be in my top five, because now my number one is NeNe Leakes, because when she did it, she shut it down.
I saw NeNe, but I need to go back and watch it.
Yes.
I need to go
NeNe
back and watch
shut
hers.
That thing down.
You know, Shamar did one too.
Yes, Shamar did one.
I need to see
but
Shamar.
But y'all know my boy. My boy did one too, and I fell out. And ooh. I told them, I put on the thing, I love Ray J.
Ray J did one?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
I need to see that.
Girl.
Oh, I need to go and look
Ray
at Big Sexy.
Ray J is crazy.
Ray J did one?
Yes, he did.
Why does that even surprise you?
Ray J did one.
He
think
he a woman.
It.
I'm waiting for him to pop out with a boyfriend.
Never seen
I don't
any
think
man
so.
Do one.
Mm-mm. I think Ray J is just
is he
is
the
just
first
himself.
Man to do one?
No.
No. Oh no.
Mm-mm. Okay.
But it's not many who have done it.
But listen.
It was so predictable that
Ray
he would
J.
do something like that.
But you know what? Ray J is so, I think Ray J is so comfortable with himself. He's kind of like Charlamagne. He's just comfortable with who he is. And this is who he is. And he doesn't care who he is around. He's still going to be who he is.
So this is, finish your thought.
Go ahead.
So this is why I like when I see Big Sexy and when he bring his people out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I like to see all of them come out in their personality and in their slow-mo.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are predictable.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they flaunt their personality,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the ones that, the pop-out ones, the shockers, right? Like the Tia Kemp ones.
Mm-hmm.
The ones you least expect, the ones that don't have to do a lot.
Right.
And they do a lot.
Right. But see, that's the thing. I would never thought Nene was going to go on. Now, he did one with Candy, but y'all know Candy just is stiff. She just...
It's like, yeah, and, like some of them like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
And the one he did with Sheree, like Sheree, because Sheree a bad woman too. Now she bad. But
some of them was like, even when it come down to the clothing.
Right.
The attire. Some of them got some nice wardrobes. Don't get me wrong. It's not about what they wear. It's how you wear it. Some of them is predictable. Like, right. I know you're going to wear something that's going to be flattering. Of course you're going to wear something that's flattering.
Right.
But Tia ain't had to do none of that.
No, she didn't.
She showed a little leg.
She showed a little. She got the body for it.
But she long.
She got the body for it.
She is model
worthy. I love the way she shaped, because I have long arms. I always tell y'all about my orangutan arms. I have long
legs. But
she's legs.
Proportionate right. from it, head it works. To toe.
It works. She has a, she almost looked like she played for the energy. WNBA. She got one of them bodies.
Because how tall is she? About 5'10"?
Yep, she about 5'9", 5'10". So if she got heels on.
She is a swimmer's body she does. All day she does. Long.
She does.
She's an Olympic body. I would say she, if she trained right, she could be an Olympic body all
so,
day long.
So she has, so Kamora Lee has a long body like that too. Long legs, long
wingspan,
arms. And
yes.
people would make wingspan. Me feel some kind of way when I was younger, like, you know, oh, she's shaped like a long, my grandmother called me ostrich legs. But I've learned to embrace and find the beauty. That's what you have to do. Find the beauty in your beauty. Like, baby, you can't tell me nothing. All I got to do is get rid of this tummy.
I'm telling you.
It's over with.
It's over.
I don't even care about not having a booty.
I'm telling y'all, it's over.
What?
It's over.
You when said I get rid of the tummy.
Yeah, when I it's, get rid of this tummy God. And them right there.
Yes.
Baby.
It's over.
I'm wearing... They had a little girl doing a photo shoot, and she had a bathing suit on. She wore the bathing suit for the photo shoot and went to the club with it. And everybody was like, oh, you need to put on some clothes and this, that, and the other. That's not appropriate attire to be walking around in the city. But if you got the body to wear it, then, I mean, I ain't saying go outside with nothing on, because, hell, they done did it on the runways of the, what you call them shows. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to stop talking.
We listen.
No, we listen.
Nah, we listening. We looking at. We listening.
You doing on the runway.
On the runway show.
And here they are again. And here they are again. I'm just going to be quiet.
We are listening.
The Toni Braxtons and the J-Lo's done wore little to nothing on the runway shows. Hell, right. What did J-Lo wear? A scarf?
Oh, I don't know.
And they
what,
talk
you
shit
know.
About her for 10 years in a day. Lil' Kim went out there with her pasty. I mean, where would you want to wear?
Go ahead, David.
Where would you want to wear?
Tell Ray J to sit down.
I love him.
I don't even want to see it.
I love him.
Go ahead, Davelina.
Y'all out of control. Gosh. Anyway. I'm done.
But
with
anyway, I'm staying I said all week. That to say this.
You ain't staying
Drea
nowhere.
Kelly was bad on her big sexy one too, because that sister girl walked and then she stopped and did her leg like that, and that muscle went back and forth on that thigh.
I'm just trying she to said, figure out how yeah. she get the loose booty like that,
honey. How we get? That's a dancer
cause
body.
Cause I be practicing to see why am I so damn stiff.
That's a dancer's body right there.
I need some booty like that. How to get the booty so jiggly?
You're not gonna be that person. You have to find the beauty in how you built.
I know, but
it's not.
They said everybody can do that.
That no, everybody's can't. I don't know because Tia
this
Kemp
is a muscle.
Tia Kemp can
they
show clap.
It's a muscle.
Let's talk about Tia though. Tia is also an esthetician and a licensed real estate agent. Did you know that?
I knew she was a real estate agent, but I didn't know she was an esthetician.
Yeah, she's a licensed esthetician too, because I wondered. I said, she has really beautiful skin. She's my age. So, I say my age, like, but we were actually born the same week. So,
she's actually a year, she's my age.
Oh, is she?
Oh, she's your age?
Okay, so we got the same birthday, but she's a little younger. I don't know why I thought she was 48 too.
I thought she was 47.
I don't know.
But
look it up.
She looks good for her age, regardless. Absolutely amazing. So I had to like dive into the skincare regimen, Come to find out, she's a licensed esthetician.
Okay.
Okay. I be damned. See, them skin girls be knowing.
I like what she does right here.
I can't watch her. I'll be honest to tell y'all, I really can't watch her.
I enjoy her.
I can't watch her.
And you have to have a different level of dark humor to really enjoy
her.
Yeah,
I can't watch. You know, I'll say, okay, yeah, but then, you know, I just go on. Yeah,
but this is what I like. I like the story of the underdog. Mm-hmm. I like when people have counted women like that out. And they come back and they take the fuck over. Prime example, Drea Kelly. Mm-hmm. She thought that the downfall of R. Kelly was going to really
be the downfall of her.
But she has done nothing but attract positive, good energy towards her career since all of that. Even Tia Kemp. Non-factor. You know, everybody was like, oh, she just Rick Ross baby mama. She's more popular than he is now.
You think so?
I believe so. Especially social media wise. Social media wise. Popularity. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to say she has more money than him. Because no, I mean, he's on the back burner now with the Wingstops and the other little ventures or this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. But she's definitely the more popular. She doesn't have to live in the shadows of being his baby mama anymore. She's her own
money.
Person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's her own person. Mm-hmm. And then... it's just some other women who have, because, you know, I kind of do, like, I go down the rabbit holes of people sometimes. Mm-hmm. The other day, I was listening to my A. Marie album. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. A. Marie first two albums was a freaking banger.
It was.
Both of them. I just felt like she was on her way. But something happened in the music industry.
Oh, she talked about it.
They said Beyonce happened. Yeah.
Exactly.
She talked about it.
So, yeah.
She talked about it.
Beyonce happened.
Even down to her writers and producers.
She talked about it.
She lost what mm-hmm. she had in production due to other mm-hmm. people, other rising. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she got some A. Marie songs or, you know, production team just. But I also equate that to she didn't drink.
The Kool-Aid.
Mm-mm.
No, she nor Maya either.
Right.
She didn't drink
and that's sad to me that in order for your career to do what it needs to do, you got to go along with whatever they hand you. Like, you either going to drink
that's
the Kool-Aid.
That's why you have to have people that are solid and for you with you on your rise. Mm-hmm. Because if not, we've seen it. You're going
to
be lost.
I know you don't care for Keisha Cole, but Keisha Cole has some really good albums to start out with. Mm-hmm.
She went.
Right. I'm thinking, what happened?
Her first two albums were nice.
And
after that.
And then garbage.
Keisha was with Kanye and them, right?
No. She had an independent. I can't remember who her producer was.
She was on She was with Tupac and them in the beginning. Like, she was
Death Row?
Not Death mm-hmm. Row, but she was whoever the writers were, they were like kind of like all in that circle.
Okay. I don't know why I thought she was connected with Kanye.
Maybe her first three albums was good, cuz I love the Pink album was my favorite album by Keisha
Cole. I know her.
Cole.
Yeah, she's just not one of my.
It wasn't until after that reality show she did.
Her and her mommy.
Because it kind of showed you the kind of person she was. Oh, comeback stories. And I'm going to tell you, this is how you know I don't have no feelings towards nobody. I don't like K. Michelle. I didn't like her music before, you know, when she first started out.
Really?
But K. Michelle as a country artist and how those people have embraced her.
Well,
That made me look at her in a different light. I will say that.
That's why she had her scholarship for schools from yodeling.
I didn't know that.
She's always been country.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She just flipped over to R&B.
She's from Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Memphis, okay. Mm-hmm.
She's always been country.
So I didn't like her on Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think she had a very nice personality whatsoever.
But, you got to know her story.
I know her story.
And
I'll be honest, I didn't.
But before,
I didn't take away from her. If she said that That boy beat her ass.
But before I believe then, he did. Like before mm-hmm. then, yeah. like her
she has
upcoming,
a story.
Her right. bringing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought the way she popped off and how she did what she did, it was a lot. And I just didn't have the... But I didn't care for the music either.
Now, which one dated Idris? Was it Keisha or McKay Michelle? That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm starting to... It's like she has a different personality
now.
She's
right. You know she's a Delta. Yeah. She,
it's a different personality now that she's mm-hmm. in the country, on the country music scene.
But all yeah. of her music, she writes and it. This all personal.
Yeah.
Like, you listen her, to her
yeah,
music.
Her music is awesome.
It's all personal. It's like what she's been through, especially, is one of her albums, can't remember the name of it, but she talks about her and Idris.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she yeah. talks about how everything was going good until the media or someone stepped in, was like, you really dating her? And it's like he took a step back, was like, yeah.
Because she wasn't good for his look.
But that's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. That's love is love.
But if your man don't stand up for you, then you didn't need to be with him anyway.
You didn't need to be with him. And mm-hmm. that's basically what it was like. I don't have to be this hard person, but situations make me hard. Situations make me be a bulldog.
That's true.
And I have to be this bulldog because everybody's eating at me, so I got to eat back at them.
Right.
But if you going to come into my life and help me become, I ain't going to say help me become soft, but if you can make me see a different way, a different light, show I can have the soft side. But
what did he show her?
He may have been genuine to her. He may have given her, I don't know.
And then he showed her, it's what everybody else thinks. It's not what I think of you.
But apparently, what other people's opinions, he didn't have one of his own. He didn't have his own mind. And she was
She
like,
has a very strong personality. I think she would probably do better with a white man. I think so.
I don't like that.
I think she's too...
I don't like that because now it looks like the white man is too...
Submissive,
and now you have this black woman that's aggressive, yeah. and now it's like, oh, she only with the white man because he's some, you know, I don't like that stigma.
I don't like it either.
No,
but I mean,
she just has to be with the right person that can control.
Okay, not the white
not
man, control, but
not,
the
not
right.
saying control, but you know, that can
not
handle.
The white man, but the right yeah. man.
Yes, and he may be a white man. Asian man, Latino man, mm-hmm. but she has to be with someone that's have that same dominant personality and that can handle dominancy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can be an alpha male. I could be an alpha female, and I'm very dominant with most men, but my husband was able to tame me. So I just think it takes that personality to real, but it's
But I believe she will have to step outside of her culture.
Because how many, mm-hmm. right, that's what I meant. So I feel like a lot of times when people embrace
Middle Eastern
strong personality, I don't know, because they got strong personalities
that's what I'm saying.
Too.
Maybe someone that can meet her there.
Meet her in the middle. But they say that women with personalities like us, they tend to emasculate, you know, men who are not as dominant. So you definitely don't want to put a man in a situation like that. I mean, because no woman wants to feel like, yeah, I run all over this motherfucker. He do whatever I say. Da 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 da. I don't want anybody who I can boss around. I want to feel soft. But if you can't lead me, you cannot lead me. What Jill Scott say, you can't tell me what to do, then nigga, you can't tell me what to do.
What was the reason for Tia? And because she seems like she has a very strong personality. Rick has a strong personality.
That's the problem. You got a Scorpio and a Scorpio and a Capricorn. You know the shit ain't going to work.
Hmm. Okay.
The personalities is too damn strong. And do you think Rick Ross was going to let her tell him what to do or run him, especially when he started getting money?
Because I look at them, I'm like, how did he get with her?
Because
not with her physical looks or anything. It's just she is not going to sit there and lay down and take it.
But she was with him. She was with him before he. She was with him when he was a correctional officer. This was before he started.
Before the thing.
Right. So he probably had a different mindset back then.
I know you, dude.
Right.
Ricky. I know you, Ricky.
So
before the football scholarship.
Yeah. So, you know, when a man gets some money, he'll look different. He'll look different acting.
Oh, now you want to lose the weight. Now you want to get the BBL.
Is that what she said?
No. Oh. I'm just saying, now you want to change your appearance, basically. Now you want to straighten up. Now you want to be Rosé. Oh, you Rosé? Oh, you want to go by Rosé. You're not Ricky no more. Oh, no, you went from Rick to Ricky, now to Rosé.
What's his name? William? It's okay. William, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bill. You know, and she do not let loose, okay?
Yeah.
Her grip is
tight. No, she does let loose. She goes off.
I mean, yeah,
she
her grips are tight.
She doesn't lighten up on you at all. She goes.
And speaking of her, she is currently 47. Will be 48 this year.
Okay, so we're a year up. We're a year apart. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay,
but my God, she is. Yeah, I always wondered that relationship, like, because she doesn't have a slick mouth. She just have a mouth. Is nothing sideways. There's no subliminals. There's no
so you're gonna
shade.
You're
she
gonna,
doesn't throw shade, no. Baby. She give you the cloud. She give you the Stratus.
October Scorpio.
What's the, all the cloud?
Stratus.
The Cluminous.
Uh-huh. All of them.
She give you all the clouds.
But let me tell you, this is people's problem. Number one, they don't want to hear the truth. Two, they don't know how to walk away and not feed into somebody going toe-to-toe with them on a point. It has to be a point in time where I can't argue this, so I'm going to let this go. It's humbling yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you look stupider trying to argue with someone who has a valid point, or, you know, they just loud mouth can over-talk you. Like, they don't even necessarily have to be right, but I've learned in life, I don't have to have the last word. I don't have to scream over top of you to be heard. I'm going to just stop talking because, and we talked about this situation yesterday, the cream will always rise to the top. Everything will always come out in the wash eventually. It's not my job to prove points anymore. It's not my job to... I got to show these people. I got to do this. I got to do that. And I think when you get to a certain age, you just decide, I don't have to do this. They don't have to know my side. Mm-hmm. It'll eventually come out. And it always does. Prime example, the situation with Monique. When everybody thought that she was crazy for talking about Steve Harvey and Oprah and this, that, and the other, and what was the producer's name who didn't pay her the money that she wanted?
Lee Daniels?
Lee Daniels.
Yeah. Okay. It just, everything was rough for her for a while, and they blackballed her. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to our conversation with A. Marie and Maya. It all came out later. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to go on
nobody's talk show.
Right.
They didn't have to write a book. They didn't have to go on anyone's podcast. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew their story.
Right.
Those in the room knew.
But I want people to understand that I know we said, well, Beyonce happened, but it's not her. It's her people sometimes that are in the background saying, okay, how can we move our star towards the, you know, stardom to be in first place? And she just, you know, just like them, they were all of them are talented,
beautiful.
But she just had the it factor and say, okay, we're going to move her a little bit further than these two. You know, it's all about who you around. It's all about who is representing you in that industry.
And Beyonce is the it girl because Beyonce is an all around entertainer. She sings, she dances. But let me tell you what Beyonce can't do. Act. I don't give a damn what role you give her. She gonna fuck it up. So, here we are. And you know, she reminds me so much of Diana Ross. Because Diana Ross is an entertainer. But what can't Diana Ross do?
Not sing that well.
You know, God.
Well, she can act.
I think she floats. Diana Ross
can't
float.
Sing that well. That's why right. I said that well.
But you're there.
Yeah, she shared a birthday with my baby.
But she's there for, she's there. When you hear Diana Ross, you want to hear the entertainer, Diana Ross. I don't even think she's that good of an actress.
She
does better acting than singing. She does do that. But it's just her presence.
Yeah,
her presence
is what makes her a star.
Yeah.
So you gotta find your presence in life. You have to find your presence and stand out on that. So I think when everybody finds what makes them shine,
right,
that's what's gonna make them.
And she is in the league of her own, honey. That's why she the boss.
I just feel some people hadn't had a chance and it was taken from them. I feel that A. Marie could have been that.
No, nobody can take anything away from you that's in you.
No. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm not saying that Beyonce doesn't deserve it.
Right.
I'm not saying that, but I feel like A. Marie could have been that.
She could, but Beyonce had better marketing.
She had better people. Right. And her dad, her dad's goal was to make her a star. An entertainer like Michael and Janet
was the next rising everything.
Yeah,
she could.
Now she was the triple threat.
She was the triple threat.
God bless the dead.
She was the triple threat. That girl had a promising career.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Aaliyah was an entertainer, but. I don't know if she was that strong of a singer.
She didn't have to be.
But she was a dancer.
I was there. She could act.
Right. I was there for that.
Beyonce is not that strong of a singer.
Yes, she is.
She's a good singer.
She's stronger now than she was back then.
She's a very strong stage performer. She can handle her own vocally on stage. She has mastered it.
Right, she has.
So when it comes to
where she's dancing and holding her notes,
Janet Jackson is a strong stage performer,
but not singer.
But not a singer or
actress. But she's an.
I think she was in that Tyler Perry movie. And she broke up all them dishes and them glasses, baby. That thing felt real.
It wasn't believable to me.
I think
it was.
And y'all know,
I love me some Janet Jackson.
I love Janet Jackson.
She reached from the inner depths of the loin.
They said she thought about her brother.
Baby, yes, she might have. She probably had to stay in bed for the rest of the week after she pulled that out. Because it just looked like it was.
Yeah.
That was real.
Yeah, that was real. She thought about her brother's death and she was going through all the grief stages. Okay.
That looked a little too. For real, I had to pause the TV on that one.
Maybe I need to look at that again. I just love to watch Janet perform.
She's not a strong singer, even in the studio.
That's who Ciara reminds me of, because Ciara will dance her behind.
Ciara is a strong performer, but she doesn't have vocal presence on stage.
So she
got to stick to the 1-2-step songs. She got to stick to the, you know, nothing that give you a full range of
Beyonce is I'm trying to think of what is
Ashanti small suit because
nothing.
She's not a
nothing
I, no but hold on but we still love her we I think sh- Ashanti makes me feel
she's
happy.
Ashanti is a wonderful writer. She's a great writer. She wrote those songs. Before the baby, what songs did she write?
She wrote Foolish and all of them. Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I knew she wrote something.
I think she wrote Happy.
Ashanti makes me feel happy.
Yeah, she wrote Happy.
So she just seems like.
She's just a I think she enjoys, she's just likable.
She's just the girl.
She's a Libra, right?
She's just the girl that everybody just kind of likes. She just has that je ne sais quoi about.
Right.
She's just a happy, loving life. I don't care what falls in front of me. I'm going to do what I do. And I love that about her.
I think she's just a very... She wrote Foolish.
Yeah. She wrote Foolish, Rock With You.
I just want to rock with you.
No, ma'am. That's not how that goes.
That ain't how it go.
I think she wrote Ain't It you Funny and I'm Real. But did y'all know that was her singing on I'm Real?
Oh, that wasn't Jennifer Lopez?
That was not. It was Ashanti.
Yeah, and
with Ja Rule.
Mm-hmm. And that's another one need to sit down somewhere. Because I'm trying to figure out how you hosting a show with talent, ma'am, J-Lo, and all you know how to do is dance. Because you cannot sing.
She can act.
Yeah, she can act. I'll give her that. So here I am.
She can't sing, though. Not like that. But she does good in Latino music.
She's a Latina music.
What Sterling Brown says, she not really from the Bronx.
Not drinking that orange soda.
She is from the Bronx.
Who told you that? He's about J-Lo is not from the Bronx.
J-Lo is from the Bronx.
He's like, nah, man. Where you grew up at?
She is. Y'all stop hating on them girls.
Sterling Brown is a trip. He was like, J-Lo.
So everybody has their own take on why you really love someone.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you another one y'all might disagree with me on. Fantasia is a great singer.
That girl got pipes.
She's a great singer. I think sometimes when she...
Really? That girl got pipes for days.
But here we are. I don't care for a lot of Fantasia's music. You know how I like to see Fantasia? In the family environment when she's with her husband and her children.
I don't even like to hear her.
You know, she's in school. She's in college. I love to see that side of Fantasia.
Yeah. That makes me feel like I really love her in that.
She's such a cancer.
I know.
She is.
But baby, look at how When I See You was popular.
When I
See You is bigger now than it was when it first came out.
I don't know.
I don't hardly know any of her songs. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm serious, Mom. I probably know three or four songs. You really need to go and listen like
my
to the
My favorite
songs.
Is Free Yourself. That's my favorite song.
That's not, I don't like that one.
Honey, you got to go listen to her albums. Seriously.
Yeah. When I See You, she has one about...
And I can't listen to her. I got to remember.
Really? You can't listen to her?
No, I can't.
Well, how did you feel about Michelle A?
I like Michelle A over... I can listen to her speak. I don't know Fantasia's sound. I just can't. Mm-mm.
I like her.
And I'm sorry, it's another one that y'all might just make me walk home after this. So I'm scared to say it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm scared to say it.
Come on, listeners.
Let her wow us.
Patty.
It's okay. I'm still love my godmama.
I don't like Patty.
I love her. I love her.
I'm gonna take my black card.
Child, honey. It's okay. It's okay.
I mean, if I'm gonna have my pick of the three, Shaka wouldn't be, you know, the all time favorite, but she's mine. You know, people gotta resonate with you.
I love Patty.
Yeah, that's my fave. And this is why people gotta learn how to agree to disagree.
Right.
Just because she's not your favorite.
Yeah.
She can be somebody.
But I like some of her music.
Yeah,
that's just like me with Keisha Cole.
I only like one or two songs from her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
she don't like Faith Evans.
I don't care for her that much.
What?
I don't care for her music that much. For real, Yoshi already. I was like, I just even when she first came out, I was like, Yoshi, I just can't
and,
get
and
into
guess,
her.
And guess who loves?
No, because she can't sing.
Right. Well,
at all.
Now that is not the opinion of the whole necessary podcast.
She said it.
It's of Sue. But guess what? Guess how y'all gonna hate me on this?
What?
I don't love Mary.
No, and Yoshi does not.
I
care
don't
for them.
Love Mary.
But
I,
guess who?
I love,
that's my girl.
On. I love Mary because, baby, Mary got some songs. Mary got some songs.
Me and Mary grew up together.
I got my goddamn top 10 of Mary.
The worst Mary album that can just go out of the catalog is Family Affair. Just take the whole album and just throw away.
Throw away the entire Family Affair.
Let's get this crump.
I don't like that one and another one. You know, if I don't ever hear
that
Just
album
Fine
cover was
ever again
oh,
in this lifetime,
I like Just Fine.
I'm so goddamn
baby.
Sick of that shit,
baby. Especially you said
outlaw it.
Get past the mirror.
Whoever did her album cover for Family Affair
need to be shot.
All of them need to be fired.
Now I'm gonna tell you what I love about Mary. Mary got some songs that never made it.
Mm-hmm. She
that
has
never
a great
that
side
never
B.
made it.
Mm. Yeah,
and baby. I'm in love
she great
with them.
B.
I'm in love with them. And I think Mary's a better fashionista than anything.
Because y'all,
performing
let me tell
live,
you,
I will never go to a Mary J. Blige concert. I don't want to see her live.
Listen, when I was in the queue, for her boots. But y'all, I couldn't do it because y'all know how
those
frugal.
Those boots
was $1,500.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm.
I was in the queue.
And I bet.
Was it the glass boots? The metal?
And I bet they sold out.
Yeah, all of them. All of them sold out, yeah. But I was in the queue.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to get me some. But then I saw that $1,500. And y'all know I'm frugal.
But Mary
and
has been.
I love you, Mary. I'm going to go buy a t-shirt.
She has been a fashionista. Now, if you're going to put her and Faith Evans toe-to-toe.
Oh.
Yeah, she make Faith Evans look like. I mean,
but I like Faith. Like I love a couple of Faith songs, but you know.
Yeah, she's just not one of your favorites.
Yeah, she's just not one of my favorites.
And that's cool.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like Mariah.
No.
It's a lot of people. But I love Mariah.
Let me tell you, I like Mariah's personality.
I love her personality. That's what I'm about to say. I think I love this Mariah, right? Because everybody don't like her new song. I love it.
I don't give a damn about her music.
She talks trash.
I like her.
She talks trash.
I like her unapologetic attitude.
You ever heard Type Dangerous?
Mariah been talking.
I know it. But
she said them bitches
for some
is
reason,
ashy
for
and
some
I'm
reason,
lotion.
Maybe because where it is.
What?
Maybe because where I am in my life, I think that's why I like the song. I just love
Mariah,
it.
Mariah,
new one
I
that
love
just,
Type Dangerous.
Mariah been sunning hoes.
Yeah, she has.
Since before they knew how to sun them.
Yeah. She has.
We ain't talking about Vision of Love, Mariah.
No.
I love that. We talk about Mariah Carey
who listened to Jada Kiss, We Gonna Make It. And she in the back of her limo. And she say, that's my theme song. Baby, I got my whole, like,
what?
I wrote about Mariah in my damn book,
yes,
baby.
You did.
Vision of Love, Mariah went out the window when I think whoever passed away. And after that, she was like, fuck it. I'm on a new level.
Honey, Tommy Mottola could not tame her. That's who she was married to, Tommy Mottola. Okay.
Yeah, because he felt like because he had money.
Yeah, that he was
that
gonna be
he
able
was
to,
go, she was going to be the I don't know
trophy wife.
Did you ever think she was going to be a stay at home wife and just kind of?
I think he thought he was going to be able to control her industry.
I thought they were engaged.
No,
they
she
were married.
Was married to Tommy Mottola.
Oh. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So one of my favorite Mary J. Blige songs, I had to look it up, is on her Strength of a Woman album. Now that was a good ass album.
That was a good album.
Number 7, Indestructible People. Y'all gotta hear that song. Baby, I get my whole it's some shit. Now I tell you, Mary J. Blige ain't my favorite because she's not somebody I would pay to perform. But when I tell you she got songs that bring me to my knees, bring me to my knees. Now, when you talk about somebody singing with passion, I feel everything she's going through when she sings. I don't get the same feelings of passion when I hear Faith Evans, although she is my favorite, but I love her voice. Her voice speaks to me. I'm going to tell you who really, really, really. Well, y'all know Sade is probably my favorite.
I heard she might be going
and if she do, baby,
tour.
I will take...
I think I would take money. I just want to hear Kiss of Life.
I
would not pay my mortgage
Sade.
To go see Sade.
I'm not.
Well, I want to just hear Kiss of Life. So I'll come and sing and dance the smooth operator.
Baby, all she got to do is sing
Kiss of Life.
Baby, I'm going to be on my knees crying when she sings Stronger Than Pride because that has been my favorite song since I've been eight years old.
I don't know what it, I like the song, but it just don't touch me. But Kiss Mm-mm. of Life touched me. I don't know.
Kiss
I
of Life like, is a beautiful song.
I had to read the lyrics to Stronger.
Baby, yeah, probably, let me tell you something.
I just,
I'm thinking about that thing now.
At 8 years old.
Ooh. It'll shake you up.
Yeah, I was in my late 30s when I got into Sade.
And then Teedra Moses would probably be my all-time that's favorite of this era. And she, nobody ever saw her up until recently.
Right.
And damn, she don't
and
get
I don't
the credit.
Understand that.
And when
she
I
doesn't.
Tell you,
but she is so,
so
beautiful.
Smart with
she
marketing,
is.
Just off that one song, Be Your Girl, because she was able to leverage the way she needed to, she never really has to work again.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Like that you, awesome. Like people don't realize how
is
much
that
money.
Her singing the hook on Saturday with De La Soul.
I'm not sure.
Is that I don't know. I want.
But she's
know that.
Written for so many people. Remember the song by Christina Milian? Dip it low, yeah. Dip it up. She mm-hmm. wrote that and sung mm-hmm. background on it.
I didn't realize until I started reading about her that she was in the industry.
She a bad
for a long
she
while.
Was a stylist.
Yes. Yeah.
She was a stylist.
So long.
She is such a bad mother.
And then her sons aren't bad either.
They are now they are, artists, mm-hmm. but look at who they daddy is.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't realize until you because right? you put me on Teedra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know about her at all until you put me on there.
But that's why we should encourage each other to say, hey, y'all ever heard this song? Because it could mm-hmm. be something. Because look at here.
It's been, what, 4 years
now?
Shaka,
my favorite. But it wasn't until this one
baby.
Gave me a song to listen to that I had never heard before. It's now my favorite Shaka Khan song. Mm. I love it. Mm. So that's why we need to share more. Mm-hmm.
I know yeah. I do.
Yes.
And stop.
Y'all,
yes.
You we sharing some.
Y'all, we send each other songs all the time throughout the day. And I don't know where she be digging some of these
listen,
ones out. But they
on
they,
Tidal, you can create. I don't know how I it was created
what,
for
what
me. I
genre
do a,
you be
I got Tidal. And it don't give me
Tidal creates
thing.
For me a My Daily Discovery. And so
it discovers
y'all.
And if
you,
anybody
because,
can tell me how to get the daily
yeah,
discovery on my title,
make, see if you can
I,
do it for
I
her because she
it.
Can't. For some reason, she can't.
It
can't. It
don't
do
come
it for
up
her.
On mine.
But when I tell you, because and it's like they know my genre of music, so they send me.
I be wondering
everything.
What be going
but
on
genre
in your life.
Music is all over the place.
I know it, and they send me everything,
and,
I'm and
like,
I love it.
What's
so
got going on?
Country music from country
God,
from
the
from,
anointing.
Southern soul to hardcore rap to gospel, like it's jazz, like
to an unclassified genre yet. Because one of
yes.
them songs, I don't even know what genre that
Let
was in.
Let me tell you. And so I send it out as soon as I'm like, yes. And I use it when I'm walking. My first 5 minutes, I do my little affirmations meditation when I walk, and then the next hour or so. It's that music. And honey, I have hollered at some of them songs they sent me.
Because I hollered too.
Because I'm, that one, Best Place on Earth.
Oh my God.
That was a lot.
I never thought. Honey, as soon as it came out, I had to tell her. I said, I apologize for sending y'all this so early in the morning. Because I usually walk about
the,
six.
The foolishness.
Honey, when that was the first song.
Was that a country?
On, yes, that's a country
and
song.
And you know, sometimes I play my music out loud on my phone
yes,
at work.
Yes.
And I said, ooh, that wasn't the one I needed to be playing.
Listen, when I send
I
it to
Leslie.
I had
my earbuds in. I'm so glad I did.
Yeah, when I send it to Leslie, I always say, disclaimer, please do not play this if Jordan's in the car.
Oh, okay.
So what's the name of that song again?
Best Place on Earth.
Listeners. Make sure y'all go.
Oh,
I don't know who the artist is, but make sure y'all go and listen. I'm sure it's on all platforms, but this one was given to us on Tidal. I looked it up on Apple because I don't have Tidal, so I had to go and to Apple Music and listen to mine.
Yeah, because she's an Apple Music girl.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I did find out the name of my favorite Fantasia song, Side Effects of You.
Oh yeah,
I love that song.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I love that song by her.
Yeah, I'm telling
you, that's a lot.
Just,
and I don't know if it has something to do with medication because the nurse in me
to just listen to Fantasia albums.
You all of them?
Mm-hmm. Just find the one you like. Just do like two or three.
Do her best.
Minutes, oh. Like 2 minutes of one, and then you just know see what? If you like it.
I can do like her best, do like
the best of album or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or should I just listen to the album?
But no, and I will not say Side Effects of You is my favorite by Fantasia. When she came out on American Idol and sung her, I can see it in the stars right in the sky.
I like that.
Baby, when she sung that song, I cried.
The crazy part about it is I loved her on American Idol.
I love that song.
Y'all know that was my wedding song.
I loved her on American Idol.
That song. That's the song me and my ex-husband danced to.
That is the most beautiful song ever.
I don't know why I grew away from her.
I fell in love with Fantasia on American Idol. I don't even think I watched it after that.
Yeah. I like Jennifer Hudson, but I don't like Jennifer Hudson's music. I like her Broadway.
I don't like Jennifer
Hudson. I like her on Broadway better than studio.
Song. If it isn't love, I love that song.
I don't know any of her music either. I can't tell you.
I love that song.
She just never resonated with me. But before we go, and I want to just throw this out. Give me an interesting fun fact. It could be a song. It could be a artist that you would think nobody would think that you would listen to. So it could be a song or artist. Before we go, who would you think, Vaughn?
Artist that I listen to.
Artist or song. That's one of your favorites, and you would think nobody would think that you would like that.
Oh,
just something odd.
Oh gosh, I don't know. That's a guard.
So how I'm gonna catch y'all is I told you I listen to my music out loud on the my thing. So I love David Bowie,
right?
And I love I do not love David Bowie. I love The Police.
Yeah, Sting.
And I love Sting. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I was looking at David Bowie on my phone. I love his voice. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite songs is Wrapped Around Your Finger.
Mm-hmm.
And She's Made of Magic.
Mm-hmm.
So when my provider walked past my room one day and heard me listening, he was like, are you just playing that or you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I love him. And mm-hmm. it was just unbelievable. So the relationship is different with me now with him because I've shared a playlist with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Miss Arrington, I would never think that you would like music like this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah.
I think it's very shocking when they... Because I love Steve Perry. You know, when Oh Sherry come on in the middle of the darn, I'm singing it. I don't care where it's at.
I love Steve Perry too.
Yes, as soon as I hear, you should have been gone. Oh, that's it. I'm singing it. And I'm going to sing it loud or wherever it's at. I just think when people, that's what should make the world come together.
Music.
Because we're more alike than people think. And, you know, our race and everybody thinking that they're superior.
We just listen to Motown
and things. Music is life. I think with either Steve Perry when they find out mm-hmm. that I love 80s rock or either country and they don't know how much in depth I love country. Like I love bluegrass.
I definitely don't like bluegrass. I can't get into it.
Let me tell y'all something.
You gotta find the
last
song.
Weekend before when I got up on our little field trip. So Brooks and Dunn's came on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and that dang old Maria song came on. Y'all would have thought I was that little 8-year-old girl riding down the street on my bicycle. Listening on my Walkman to Brooks and Dunn's Maria. I just love music. When it's good, it's good. What about you, Vaughn?
I'm still trying to think because I have a extensive playlist.
So you know what I heard on the way to y'all this morning, and baby, I sung that song. And we can build this dream together. Stand this on forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Baby, when she get on that
Jefferson Starship. Do you know that song, Vaughn?
I do know that song.
Jefferson Starship.
I do know that song.
Baby, when I tell you, Put your hand in my hand and baby, don't ever let the world around us.
You know what I just thought
just
about?
Fall apart.
When we went, what town we went through, and I said that looked like the turn off when the children went to the barn on Footloose to clean up.
Girl. I think we gonna talk about that on the next show. Highway 321.
We already talked about it.
We did. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We talked about it.
It's one song that is well, I just happened to look at my phone, but I can't remember.
You know, she's younger than us.
Yeah, child.
No,
she
I can't remember I can't, it's somewhere in my phone. But every time I hear it, I love it. They say I'm hopeless.
Yeah, like a penny with a hole.
That's the Dion Fair.
Yes. Yeah, I like that. Yes. Like that.
She got some good.
That's a feel good song.
She has a song called "Outside Your Door,"
but that to me is not like a wow factor type song. That you know, people were like, "Oh, she listening to that?" But you know, that's one of those songs that
Dion Fair has to sneak up on you.
Has a good meaning behind it. Like, I like that song.
What was that song in the 90s?
Music just makes me happy.
It does.
I'm a big house music girl. So the other day when I was listening to Robin Nass and Crystal Waters, baby, I cleaned my whole fucking house.
I told you Follow Me died, right?
Yes.
Follow Me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was one of my favorites too. So I love, now I'm going to tell you what I don't like. Go-Go. I'm not a Go-Go fan. But
I love it.
But I have some.
I don't know the difference between the two. Between Go-Go and house music. Because they all sound the same to me.
Go-Go's a little different.
Go-Go got a little bit more upbeat house.
But I think you can find, as we wrap up the show, I think there's always a song in every genre that you can find, even if that ain't your thing, that you can find and say, I like this.
Like rock. I like Twisted Sister.
Yeah. I got to think of a rock song that I like.
Well, I like.
They going to be few and far between.
Teenage. What's Teenage. Oh, I forgot the name. It's something Teenage. I forgot the name of the song, but
I
like it.
And I don't like Taylor Swift, but I love me some Katy Perry. October Scorpio.
Now listen, Taylor Swift has some nice songs though.
I don't like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she has. I like some Wrecking nice Ball. Songs.
So
yeah, Wrecking Ball is good by our little baby. Mm.
So we're gonna challenge.
Ain't that Hannah Montana? Ain't Wrecking Ball by Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Miley. That's
so
it.
We're gonna challenge our listeners this week. Find you a genre or two or three, and find a song that you like, and email us.
Yes, email us at
We're going to share some music.
VARY Necessary Podcast at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know. Like, I'm really interested. I love music.
Yes. Yeah.
Music is life.
It is. I just don't get down with all the genres, but I do dip into the genres except bluegrass.
You ain't got to do nothing but dip.
I can't get into the bluegrass. I tried.
We going to find a song bluegrass. For you.
It ain't one song out there in bluegrass land that I would like. And if it is,
we gonna
lunch
find
on
a
me.
Song for you.
If I like it,
that's
lunch
the
on
challenge,
me.
Y'all. Find a song for Vaughn.
McDonald's French fries on me.
Ew! Goddamn! You had to pick the nastiest one.
That's Go-Go.
That's Go-Go.
Hey.
No, I not like it.
Hey,
now, I like that.
No,
hey,
I like.
Hey.
Like doing that. The butt. That's Go-Go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
That's pork how y'all be. That's how y'all want to end the show.
Yeah.
And pork and beans.
Woo.
Sardines and pork and beans.
Yeah. No.
Hey. See.
I know. Like
now. It. So that was Go-Go, and then house music is Crystal Waters.
Yeah, that's Follow Me. What's that? Maud Lewis, right? That was
toward okay.
Yeah,
I know this. I like this.
Just passed about a month or so ago.
That's how you end the show.
Okay. He passed about a month or so ago.
In the Jungle Brothers.
Yes. I like that too. That's Crystal Waters.
That's Crystal Waters. That's CeCe Peniston. Yeah, that's CeCe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to go find me an oversized button shirt and some big old pants.
Tracy Peniston was R&B.
No.
No, she was house, but she kind of dipped into both. In yeah.
Oh,
okay,
oh yeah. That's
yabba dabba
dee. What I saying? Yabba dabba
dee.
Yabba
dabba dee.
Here come
Fred Barney. Okay, now this is Crystal Barney early in the morning just to do a hair now. Come on. Crystal, do a hair now. Because she can now.
Okay.
Wait a minute. But Living Color messed them up.
Without her makeup.
Yes.
And Living Color messed them up. Okay.
She just like it with me, but she's homeless.
What we supposed to be talking about today?
And she stands there singing for money. La da dee, la da da, la da dee, la da da.
Okay. Well, with this, we're going out with thank you for tuning in on today's episode.
They weren't ready for this.
I wasn't ready for this.
We done had us a whole throwback party.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in. Never miss an episode on the very VARY Necessary Podcast. I can't even focus right now. I really can't.
Y'all, we apologize.
That's okay.
We're going to take back us to the
out.
Party.
We out.
Bye.
Bye.